Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. We have a brand new guest speaker with us today. Omaji Andaria is here with us for the first time. Not the last time, I'm sure, but for the first time. And so I'm so excited because we're going to be talking about, you know, so much. And it's like we're going to be talking about how to remember your infinite nature as who you really are, right? And this is something I talk about all the time with my clients and my groups and so on. So it's like, oh, I just love this. And so some of the truth points that we're going to cover today are that you are an infinite being with access to infinite, and to remember how to function as that you, instead of this personality you, this ego you, but that infinite you, right? And remember how to choose around perceived limitations. I love that because they are perceived. They're not real, right? And align with and activate the vibration and resonance of the real you so that it can reflect in your experience. And, you know, just talking about this, about talking about vibration, talking about resonance of the real you and functioning as that, you know, is what we're all trying to do in this reality. And some days we do a great job and other days it's like, yeah, not so much. So Omaji Andaria is here with us. And for those of you who don't know Omaji Andaria, because like I said, she's here for the first time on our show. She's a catalyst for expansion, pioneering the birth of new ways of being into this realm. And she lovingly serves to remind you of what you really are beyond the limitations that you're currently perceiving so that you can remember your infinite self and your infinite capacity to choose. I'm already loving the energy that we are co-creating on this call right now. It's like, I can just feel it. It's going to be so amazing. And so in collaboration with the Council of Light and your higher self, Omaji holds a sacred space to lift lifetimes of distortions, including emotional trauma and misperceptions of self and others, so that truth can be restored on a conscious and unconscious level. She facilitates transmissions of light activations and vibrational alignment to harmonize, uplift, and restore you to your natural state. As these distorted frequencies and false perceptions are transcended, the result is a greater sense of peace, empowerment, freedom, and connection to source. Omaji is committed to supporting the evolution of consciousness in the most harmonious way. She serves as an instrument and witness of healing, teaching, and inspiring alignment with divine truth, sharing all of her offerings and services with the intention of supporting you in the remembering of your true self and expanding beyond the experience of limitation and lack. Yay! I'm so excited. Omaji, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alara. I'm so grateful to be here and looking forward to where this is going because I can feel the energy as well.
Awesome. And you know, we were talking, you know, we had a conversation, not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, and we were just having this wonderful conversation. It was like so uplifting and so expansive that, you know, I forgot to ask Omaji questions about the show. It was like, it was so much fun. It was like, we just got carried away on this huge conversation. I was like, oh, I love it. So thank you so much for being here. And yeah, I'm excited because this is something that I, you know, for myself is so important. You know, for me, it's about connecting to spirit, connecting to who you truly are and functioning as that as much as you can, right? Because in this reality, sometimes it can be a little bit confusing and difficult and we get distracted, right?
Yeah, you know, life happens. And the thing is, that's part of what we're cultivating is how do we stay in alignment with who we are in spite of the speed bumps mm-hmm. that come along? And if we do move out of alignment, how do we quickly and harmoniously move ourselves back into alignment so that, I mean, that's what's being cultivated. It's this, how do we stay in our resonance of who we are in spite of the curveballs?
Absolutely. And so I just wanted you to take a moment and tell us a little bit about yourself, about how you got started with working with spirit, with the Council of Light, with working with transmissions. Since it's your first time on our show, I thought it'd be great if you could just share your story a little bit from where you started and to where you are now.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because if you would have told me 20 years ago I'd be doing this, I would have laughed and I would have said, that's insane. What do you mean? What is that? So, you know, my life was pretty normal. You know, I started out living in a small town in Nebraska and then going to college in Nebraska, becoming a high school teacher for about 6 years. And then there was just this knowing that came over me. It's time to go. like there's a whole nother phase. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand it at the time, but I knew I had to go. I had to follow what was calling me. And so I ended up moving a couple of times, ending up in Florida eventually, where I was introduced to the movie The Secret. And for me, that movie was an activation. Mm-hmm. It started awakening a whole bunch of remembering within me that, you know, I was raised Catholic and I had a religious background that I kind of let go by the wayside because pieces of it never really truly resonated. But this sensation of my body literally being lit up and my being literally vibrating out of my like system had never happened until I watched that movie. And there were specific teachers in that documentary that resonated with me. And so I began following their work, and like this sponge, I just started drinking it all in and saying, okay, I just want to know what's true. Mm-hmm. That was really the desire within me, to this huge desire that just was lit by watching that. I just want to know what's true. And I really couldn't stop until I found something, you know, close enough to, okay, this actually really fully resonates as true for me. So this is where I'm going to land, and this is where I'm going to begin cultivating what I'm here to share. And it's really this idea of we are an extension of an infinite source, and it's time for us to begin living as that, because that's how we generate the experience of that. So for me, there were different gateway modalities, but ultimately what I share now began to spontaneously come through as a result of me meditating and beginning to open up my psychic gifts and abilities that I had shut down as a child. And so, and we all have access to that. We all can exercise those spiritual muscles to move back into our natural state of how we're actually meant to express and experience life and have all our tools in our toolbox. And it's an evolution. It's a process. It's cultivated, and I'm still cultivating it.
Mm-hmm. And I think we all are, right? It's like we're never there. There's no there. You know, we're always evolving, expanding, learning more about ourselves, connecting to ourselves in different ways as well as we're expanding. And that sometimes that can be a little bit uncomfortable because it's the unknown, right? We're connecting more and more to the unknown, which is really the known, right? Is who we truly are. But we, the personality, don't recognize it that way. It's like we just like, I don't know. I'm feeling off. I'm feeling different. Something's going on, right?
Yeah, I think the conscious mind, what we'll call the linear mind, has a hard time piecing together our infinite self. It can't mm-hmm. really put it in a box. So it tends to avoid it and fear it and try to keep the familiar definitions and boxes and, you know, linear ways of being that we're used to functioning in. And that's really what this phase of evolution that we're in right now, which is so exciting, is for, is to bridge out of what we thought was safe into who we really are and actually recognize that what we thought was the energy of safety was actually the energy of limitation. Mm-hmm. That they're actually, that's the frequency. So when we try to live as a finite self that doesn't have these expanded capacities and believes everything out here is proof of what we can or can't have, that's the small self, that's the limited self. We just keep regurgitating it until we begin to choose around the limitations and choose from who we really are. And it's a conscious choice. And no one else can choose it for us but us. So we're always in the driver's seat.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, when we start to choose for ourselves, it really becomes, you know, we're empowered, right? And we start to see life differently instead of, you know, as life happening to us, right? We're creating our life, you know, and in every moment, with every choice, with every breath, with every thought. Hey.
You know, we are. And I think also one of those things to bring forward here, because I used to bump up against this in the interpretation of it. It's like, well, okay, so I create my reality. And why is this stuff happening that I know on a conscious level I'm not choosing? I'm really doing my work. I've rolled up my sleeves. I'm writing my affirmations every day. I'm doing my deliberate creation. Why is this still happening? And that's really when I kept diving into that and asking those questions that my guides and the information came in with, well, because your unconscious mind is a part of this equation and choices you've made in the past, patterns, programs, ways of being have been agreed to in your field that can be looked at and shifted out of. But you have to be willing to look at it. You have to be willing to be present, to be in awareness. And so what can happen with the I create my reality thing is people can start going into judgment of themselves, thinking I'm doing something wrong because I know I'm doing the work and this will not shift. And so when we come at it from that place, there's an element of control and attachment that equates to judgment. And anytime we're in judgment of anything, we're agreeing to it energetically. We're keeping it. We're saying yes to it. So there's a cultivation of sorts where we really, really move ourselves into the awareness and recognize, you know what, judgment isn't helpful and resistance isn't helpful. And if I can recognize that, I can train myself out of that way of being into, okay, I'm an infinite creator. I'm a powerful being of light. This is the screen of my awareness, whatever's showing up right now for me. And if I know this represents choices in the past, whether it's conscious or unconscious, it doesn't matter. What do I choose now? And am I willing to start bringing in some tools that can help me shift that unconscious component so that all of me is in agreement with my choice in this now moment? And that's really true empowerment.
Absolutely. I love it. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with you being willing to recognize and know and see that, yes, you've made some choices in the past that, you know, you may not make those choices now, but you've made them in the past. So, okay, fine. I made those choices, even the choices that I don't know, because what's showing up is the result of those choices, right? So it's like, yes, I made those choices, and that's why some things are not working the way I want them to work. But being willing to look at, okay, so if I made those choices and this is what's happening now, what can I be or do different now, right? And so being the energy of creating something new, behaving a different way, and doing something new, because not everybody knows how to shift their energy, right? You know, not everybody has the tools to shift their subconscious beliefs and you know, transmute them, transform them, and so on. But we can still start, right? We can start to be and do something different once we recognize that, okay, yes, I see that this is what I created and let me change it now, right? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that awareness is huge because that awareness is where your power is and fireworks are going off in the heavens when you do that. Like the angels are celebrating. It's a huge deal that you went from being unconscious to now being conscious and you're seeing through that lens. It's huge.
Yeah.
So celebrate that. So we'd like to, with the collaboration of your higher selves and the Council of Light, bring in that remembering of how to celebrate that vibrationally. It's like literally like an energetic transmission where you can just receive that remembering if you're willing. It's all free will based.
Mm-hmm.
And it moves you into, oh, I remember what that is. Because the thing is, this is really a journey of remembering. There's nothing you don't already know on some level. And so when we speak in this way, we're really speaking to the part of you that knows and inviting it to step forward and go, oh yeah, okay, that's not scary. That's actually part of my mastery. It's part of my empowerment. It's part of, you know, this flavor of the divine aspect of source that I am. And so what we've done in the past is we've kind of shut down our access to those things. And this is about bringing that back online. And so it's really this remembering that celebration of that awareness will keep you out of going into judgment of the self, right, or some other program or pattern or way of being that isn't helpful. Because if we're in celebration of, oh my gosh, I noticed, and then we can move into gratitude that we're one step closer to waking up full time, mm-hmm, right? It's like, I just saw through the fog. I just put on the right pair of glasses and I'm seeing clearly. That's amazing. I'm celebrating that about me. And I'm now choosing as a conscious being to abide here more often. And so the other piece to this is we can actually bring forward a tool now for you to begin chipping away at in a very simple way. Whatever's showing up that you feel like you haven't been able to shift out of, you can call it your Achilles heel, or even just small things where I have ants in my house all the time and I've done everything, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. So this tool is really just you knowing you are a multidimensional being. And it's not anything hard here. We're just talking about moving into that recognition. You know what? I'm a being of light. I'm an extension of infinite source. That is a given. That's an absolute. That might not be my experience of myself right now, but that's who I am. Mm-hmm. And then just take a breath into that choice to align with who you really are. And it's like this idea of, I'm not believing any of this right now. I'm going to just go within and connect to who I really am with my intention, with my mental capacity here, and with my feeling capacity. So some of us have one sense that might be stronger than another. You might hear a sound, a resonance, a frequency when you do this. Mm-hmm. And as this multidimensional being of light, there's an aspect of you that already exists in a dimension that already knows who you are, who she is, who he is, right? Who you are in truth. And so that part of you we'll call your higher self. You can call it whatever you wish, but we'll use the words higher self. Mm-hmm. Call it your I am presence. And when you invite that connection to your I am presence, and you're getting an exclamation point, yes, 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 right? With the dog chiming in. I love it. It's like, yes. When you partner with your higher self, you can ask your higher self to correct on an unconscious level and in your vibration and in your field, whatever this symbolizes. In other words, if we have ants in our house and it's creating this sense of disempowerment in some way, I've tried everything, I've, you know, worked at this, whatever it is that it's triggering for you, it's really about turning your attention from the out picturing and saying, it's really not about the ants. It's really about how I feel about it and what it's bringing up for me. I'm feeling powerless, or I'm feeling frustrated, or I'm feeling alone, or I'm feeling like I'm not supported. So whatever that is, that's actually the peace, the resonance within your being and your body that you're inviting your higher self to shift for you. And as a conscious being with conscious choice, you have the power to say, I'm not choosing to resonate there anymore. Because that resonance of I'm not supported, or I'm not safe, or I'm disempowered is what is out picturing as the ants, or as the car accident, or as the this, or as whatever. And the thing is, we can effort ourselves all day long. We're not saying this is wrong. We're just saying we can do this. And I've been there. It's like where we're just efforting what our conscious thoughts are all day. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm not thinking that I'm not safe. I'm going to make sure that I'm knowing I'm supported, and I can do the mantras and I can do the affirmations. But if these unconscious aspects and sometimes wounded spaces and places within us aren't agreeing to that, they're still broadcasting what they're broadcasting until there's a shift, until there's a coming home of sorts where they're actually welcomed back into the truth of who they are.
Yeah, I love it. Wow, and so simple.
This is a very simple tool, but the piece is, it's not about efforting just from this perspective. It's about taking the hand of your I am presence, your higher self, and making the request that whatever this represents be corrected mm-hmm. and reinterpreted in truth into who I really am. The words aren't as important as the intention.
Right.
And the other piece that we would say that can be very subtle is, it's never about trying to change this, trying to make the ants go away. If we make it about that, we're no longer directing our attention and our focus to where the issue really is, to where the dissonance really exists, because it doesn't exist out here. That's the reflection. So it's about us staying honed in on what level is this coming from, and I correct it from that way of seeing, where it's kind of a reversal of cause and effect. Because if we're not in that stance or that perception, mm-hmm. we're going to get tangled a bit and not really be letting go of what's being invited to be let go of.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. And, you know, I was just doing this process with myself, my own thing, you know, and it's like, and for me, it's not about the thing either. Right. And it's not even about the dissonance. For me, it's about just being at that place of wholeness and connection. And, you know, for me, if there's anything going on in my life that is not joyful, expansive or whatever, there's a separation. There's mm-hmm. some sort of separation. And so for me, going back and closing that gap is what I really enjoy.
Yes.
How do I see that with like...
Yeah. And that's a great way to really focus in on, I'm either in a resonance that I'm one with source or I'm doing something else. And that's really, we're either doing one or the other.
Yeah.
So it could be as simple as higher self, will you correct whatever this represents where I'm choosing to believe I'm not one with an infinite source on whatever level it is. Because if we are in full alignment in all levels and conscious and unconscious that I am one with an infinite source, then that will be our experience of our life and ourself. Mm-hmm. And so it really does boil down to that.
Yeah. I love it. Absolutely. I've got goosebumps, you know.
Yeah, because we're never really separate from source.
No, we're not. It's
just that, generate that experience, right?
Yeah, and it's that perceived limitation, you know. Like you said, you know, it's a perceived limitation because we're not separate. We're not disconnected. We're always, but we have these patterns and beliefs that are playing around with us in our minds, in our emotions, in our stories that we are giving more power to or more energy to than that oneness within, right?
Yeah, you could say that. You could say that we've made a lie more significant than the truth. Mm-hmm. and it's not a judgment, right? And so the linear mind can tend to want to go into a judgment around that. Why do I keep doing this to myself or whatever? And that's not what it is. It's an awareness, right? Yeah. It's, oh, that's what's been happening. So since I'm aware that's what's been happening, I can begin choosing from a different place moving forward. And we may have to do that 1,000 times mm-hmm. or 3,000 times. But the thing is, it's the same as a child learning to walk. And when the child learning to walk falls down, we don't judge it or chastise it. We know that it's learning. We know mm-hmm. that each time it's gaining better balance. It's getting a better idea of how its legs work and its arms work and how to, you know, facilitate each step. And that's exactly where we are in our evolution. So think of yourself and have the same compassion for yourself as you would a child learning to walk, because that's how your guides and the Council of Light see you, is this, they're celebrating every step. They're celebrating every time you kind of wobble and then get your balance. It's perfect. It's actually perfect.
Good. Yay. I love it. And, you know, I was talking about this with some of my clients today about, you know, I found for myself today, it's like the guides and spirit is asking us to be gentle with ourselves, you know, to have more compassion, to be more kind, to be more nurturing instead of going into judgment. Because I feel like there's stuff coming up from the past right now that, you know, old stories, old patterns, but they're just coming up so that we can be aware of them and be aware of what those patterns were so that we can now choose something different, right?
Exactly.
So instead of going into judgment or anything else, right?
And the thing is, for many of us that have been really hardcore rolling up our sleeves in this for a while, it can begin to get a little frustrating at some point when we have an old pattern that we thought mm-hmm. we already moved beyond show up again. Mm-hmm. And so we'd like to bring in some light language, just frequency-based symbols to support you, unique for you, where you are in your journey, to support you in just taking that deep breath and relaxing into, no, I'm revisiting this from a very different vantage point this time. I've evolved so much since the first time I really consciously looked at this pattern or this program. And now I'm able to see it more clearly, maybe another layer or another piece that I wasn't able to see before, that I wasn't ready to see before. So it's not that you're doing anything wrong, and the Council of Light is being very, like, they're stepping forward in this. It's like they really want you to embrace that you're doing everything right, or you wouldn't be here on this session, on this call.
Yeah.
So are you willing to move into a point of view about yourself and your life that you're actually doing everything right?
You know,
it's been challenging because part of
coming up around that,
right? Part of what can show up then if we're in a resistance to something, right, is a distortion of our light. It's not reflecting purely. So your light is actually pure, perfect, and harmonious. And as you release the judgment around thinking you're doing something wrong, thinking there's something wrong with you, thinking there's something wrong with your life or your choices, or I'm over this already, is this ever going to be done? That resonance, right, is heavy. And it distorts what you're choosing on a conscious level to create more light, more joy, more peace, and more alignment with your true self. So are you willing to release and uncreate the level of your higher self, all of those spaces and places where you're judging yourself or your journey?
Yes.
As wrong or bad?
Yes, absolutely.
So take a deep breath. And this is where we allow the Council of Light to support this. And your higher self as well, where we just lift out, because you've given your permission as a being of light, and you are a sovereign being of light with free will, and we always honor that. And you can actually receive, and the yawning is perfect. It's part of the shifting.
Yeah.
You can actually receive. We are so supportive right now that if we remember to choose and to take the hand of our angels, of our guides, of the Council of Light, whatever you resonate with, to support you in these shifts, it can actually happen very accelerated, in a very accelerated way right now. And it's something for us to celebrate that we've actually been co-creators in preparing everyone, including ourselves, to be able to receive at lightning speed these shifts in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's available. How amazing is that?
Absolutely. I love it. And yeah, you know, for me, yawning is a sign that stuff is shifting, stuff, you know, energy is moving.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Yeah.
And usually a core level, because that yawn really lets in that breath at a deep, deep level,
mm-hmm.
at a cellular level, really.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We also like to bring in a piece, because I'm just sensing it now. When we release the judgment of ourselves and our life and our journey, also releasing any judgment you have about the third dimension or about this realm or about anything 3D, because the thing is, it's all merging right now. We're merging into unity consciousness. We're merging into oneness. And yes, we're going to be coming from 5D energies more often until that's the new default. But it's not about separation, right? It's not about 3D and 5D. It's really about seeing it as a continuum of energy and of light, and that we're really just choosing higher on in frequency. And it's not about getting rid of anything. But whenever we're in judgment of a lower frequency, we're not really in the welcoming of the higher frequency. Mm-hmm. Is really the best way to say that. So are you willing to let go of all the judgment you have of any lower frequency, 3D, earth realm, whatever it is, like, I don't want to be here. Any of those conclusions that may be unconscious, maybe, you know, very early yes. on in your childhood, you kind of crossed your arms and stuck your lip out and said, I don't want to be here. This is a lot harder than I thought.
I'm sure I've said that many times.
Yeah. So, because we can actually shift out of that point of view, if you're willing, we can help you support you in shifting out of that point of view so that things can begin showing up more honoring for you. Life can show up and this realm can show up as a welcoming place because you're resonating with it, possibly being able to be welcoming. So are you willing to welcome that possibility in? That you may be shut out at some point.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so as we do work like this, it's literally like we're taking the boxes we've built that we've been existing in for some time that have been our kind of recycled hamster wheels that we're on, and we're expanding the box. So we're letting in new possibilities so that things can actually show up a little different moving forward. And these are all tools that you can cultivate for yourselves and use for yourselves in collaboration with that higher perspective, the I am presence. So beautiful.
So I just want to I want to go back to one thing because it's like, it got me. It's like, what? So you said something to the effect of, if we're judging our 3D reality, we cannot receive from the fifth dimension or be in alignment with it or something.
You can, it's just distorted. So it's almost like, instead of, they're showing it to me this way. Like if we have one hand in 3D judging it, like they're showing me a rope, we have one hand on that. And then we have one hand in 5D and we're trying to pull in the 5D. We haven't yet let go of the 3D because we're judging it.
Yeah.
We're resisting it in some way. We have a special relationship with it is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And in that special relationship, it doesn't really allow us, you could say, to welcome with both hands. Our energy is actually split. Part of our energy is going to resisting the old.
Yeah.
And part of our energy is going to welcoming the new. And that's in any place in our life. This can be with a job. This can be with a relationship. That's where we can feel stuck. Anytime we're resisting the old and trying to welcome the new simultaneously, it's much harder. It takes a lot more effort than when we just let go. And so how do we let go? That's the question, right? Well, how do we let go? I'm choosing to let go, but I can still feel this kink toses around whatever it is, the judgment. Like I can choose, I can say I want to let go of judgment, but how do I actually do it? Would you like to do a process to do that?
Yes. Yeah, this is a big one for me. And I know for some other people on the call too, for sure. So yes.
Yeah. So it's a resonance, it's a frequency. And whenever we're judging, there could be all kinds of baggage. There are reasons why we're judging old experiences from, you know, any time and space that can be creating that energy of judgment. It's really a part of us trying to keep us safe from the unwanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so really what it comes down to is we don't have to analyze it. We simply just can recognize when we're in judgment and resistance. And we can say, higher self, Council of Light, will you support me in letting go of the judgment on a conscious and unconscious level? I'm willing to let go of all the judgments and conclusions I've made about whatever this represents. And this, it's the situation itself. So we'll just do a process. So just close your eyes and just think of something that you may be judging currently, some aspect of your life. Maybe it's your bank account. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's a family member. A special relationship with aunts. We'll bring that in again. I don't know why that's the theme today, but anything like that, because nothing's too big or too small. Judgment is judgment. It's a frequency, regardless of the story we've created around it. So from this space, we'll just ask you to take a deep breath in the heart, into the heart, and to feel all that you're feeling, to feel those resonances, those judgments. And we'd like to stress here that we're not creating from this frequency. We're actually bringing these frequencies to our conscious mind so we can uncreate, so we can unravel. So when you're connected into the witness, to the one who sees these frequencies, who feels this judgment, this contraction, you're simply the one who's seeing it. You're not choosing from this place. You're not creating from this place. So are you willing to let go of all the judgments, conclusions, and stories you have that this represents, that these frequencies represent in your field?
Yes.
And take a deep breath. Are you willing to release all your attachments to any stories from any lifetime, known or unknown?
Yes.
And are you willing to remember who you are instead?
Yes.
And the reason we add that is as these unravelings occur, we're just bringing in more light, really inviting more of the light of you to enter. So you get to have more of you because this, we can think of it as like twisted knots in consciousness. It's really all judgments are, where we create the illusion that we're separate from our light because it takes up space in our field that our light could actually be. Isn't that interesting?
Oh,
so are you willing to include back into the wholeness of you any patterns, any programs that are represented through these judgments, through this experience that are ready to be reabsorbed into oneness?
Yes.
In other words, that you've completed your lessons. As we check those complete, as we remember all the lessons we were intended to learn through those experiences, because it's all about the evolution and consciousness. when we activate the mastery of those lessons.
Yes, yes, yes.
Releasing any of the trauma that we may have been holding on to. So if you do feel a wave of emotion, just allow it. Are you willing to let go of anything you think it means about you? And anything you think it means about anyone else or your life?
Yes.
And all other meaning you've given it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because again, that's where we give something significance, right? We give it meaning. And really what we're being invited to do throughout this journey is to give the meaning back to where it belongs, which is to our light, our infinite presence. That's what's real. And then are you willing to also release any expectations you've projected into the future that aren't honoring?
Yes.
And take another deep breath. Returning all responsibility to where appropriate belongs, retrieving all responsibility back to you, more of your light, and sending and receiving appropriate energetic information to all beings that were involved.
Oh.
So that everybody wins, so everybody gets to have, I guess, what they were seeking through that experience as a soul. You know, it's like this idea of we go through it to gather seeds of evolution. And we're only responsible for our own evolution. And so that's one of the places that we can get tripped up is when we try to put ourselves in a position of being the source for somebody else. And then we can move into a lot of codependent entanglements that aren't helpful and disempowering for both of you.
Wow.
So that's just another seed. So just take another deep breath and just notice how you feel about the situation that we started with, what you were judging. Just notice how you feel.
Peaceful. I forgot what the thing was until you said, you know, remember what that
Beautiful.
Thing was?
Perfect. Can't even find the thoughts anymore. Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you. That was beautiful. Yeah. And that was powerful. That was, I mean, I could barely keep my eyes open, you know.
And you can re-listen to this as many times as you want to do it with different things. But that's really the way to create more space and bring in more of your light so that we're not running the other stuff where we're making things significant that aren't really significant mm-hmm. and then putting our energy there and our focus there.
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful. I
Doing
love it.
It. Right. The struggle of, I kind of want to go to oneness, but I'm still stuck somehow,
yeah.
right?
It's like that tug of war, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, wow. So Nicole's asking, will you please speak more about disentangling from codependent situations?
Yeah, I love it. So that's been a huge theme lately for the last 6 months or so with people. And I'm actually doing a series right now to address it because there's so much like people want to get out of it. So I'm going to ask where they want to start. Cause again, there's a lot that can be learned around codependence and how to move out of it into sovereignty. But one of the main things that they're going to share here is it's the idea of going through the eye of the needle. You know, as we're evolving into who we really are, one of the pieces, one of the phases that we move through is bringing all of our energy that's been directed horizontally out to support everyone and everything else back to our beam of light so that we can move through that eye of the needle, so to speak, and remember who we are as one with source. Because as long as our energy is diluted, not fully contained in our own beam, right, we're trying to give it away or we're trying to help someone else with it instead of using it on ourselves to beam ourselves up, so to speak, we're not able to pass through that eye of the needle. And so that's kind of a symbolism that came earlier today. But really what it's about is redefining in a very radical and major way what love really is. And so this may or may not resonate for some of you because it can be a shock at first, because a lot of things that we were taught as humans were loving are actually codependent and they actually disempower. Mm-hmm. And they actually not only disempower you, but they disempower the other person. And so one of the examples of this could be when we feel sorry for somebody. So we're really taught that that's somehow virtuous or helpful or loving. And it's actually affirming for the other that they lack, and it's affirming that they're not one with an infinite source and they're not fully empowered as a being of light. So there's a way to reframe and see where we know who they are in truth, regardless of what they're presenting. And we can hold that compassion for where they are in their journey and their current experience mm-hmm. that they may have generated, that they're somehow a victim or somehow disempowered. But we don't feel sorry for them, because that will affirm the very thing that their soul is evolving out of. So in other words, they're calling forth that experience in order to remember who they are, which is an infinite being of light that's fully empowered, that's fully connected to source, that has access to everything. Never a victim, not possible, right? That's what they're calling for through the experience of victim. And so when we affirm that they're a victim or that they're weak or vulnerable in some way, we're not supporting them in spiraling out of that experience. We're actually, it's almost like agreeing with it. And so then energetically, we don't hold them there, but we're not helping them find their way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
When we align ourselves with who they really are in truth and hold them in that light meaning not energetically, we're not trying to pull them there, we're not trying to do anything to get them there, we're just saying, I know who you are, unattached to how long it takes for them to remember that for themselves, because that's not our job, that's their higher self's job.
Right.
That's when we become the loving presence that creates that space where miracles can actually happen. And so it's very foreign at first.
Yeah, it feels tough.
It feels foreign, doesn't it?
Yeah. And
that's how you know that we're stepping out of a box. It's like, whoa, I'm not sure what that is. I can kind of feel the truth in this, but I don't understand it yet. So whenever you feel that, and it's interesting because we were talking about this the other day, Laura,
mm-hmm.
it's like this idea of, oh, I'm confused. No, you're not really confused. You're just in the process of reorganizing and reaccessing what you know.
Right.
And it may take a little time for it to sift in, and you can just be with it. You can just allow. You don't have to understand it yet. You can just welcome the next level of truth for you that you're ready to receive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so we can still feel and hold compassion for the person and the experience that they're going through.
Absolutely. And you can invite your higher self to activate that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's like, well, I know it's not helpful to feel sorry for. I'm recognizing that. That feels heavy when I do it. It just feels like, and for those of you who do healing work, or even those of you who are parents and work with people a lot, you may notice that when you feel sorry for, you might actually start at some point getting a headache or getting sick to your stomach. Because that's the feedback system telling you, you just disempowered you and them, right? It's not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So when you become really energetically sensitive, and when you get further along on your journey, that kind of instantaneous feedback can start happening to support you in welcoming a different way of being. It's like, okay, now I'm ready to actually welcome this next level of consciousness where I see very clearly what's actually empowering here and start functioning from that place so that I'm being that positive influence, not only for myself, but for others. And it's not that we're responsible for others. And this is a piece they want to circle back around to. When we talk about codependence, one of the main culprits is in some way we're taking responsibility for another. And anytime we take responsibility for another, whether it's their happiness, their evolution, their safety, their joy, we put ourselves energetically in a position of being their source.
Mm-hmm.
We're automatically going to start creating horizontal lines of energy that then try to take on their stuff and process it for them. And so we start empathically feeling their stuff. And this is a piece that can also be very controversial. We actually can't process stuff for another. That's fuel for their evolution,
mm-hmm.
right? So when we think about, it's like, what's the most empowering point of view here? Well, if I know that when I process my stuff, I actually feel more free, I feel more connected, I feel more light, then the same is true for every other being. So why would I try to take their stuff from them? That's fuel for their evolution. That's their gateway to freedom. And they're an empowered being of light that has every capacity to evolve this themselves. And that's where we start functioning from the sovereignty, where we see all beings as fully empowered, and we no longer take responsibility for them, and thus start taking on all kinds of energy for the collective that we were never meant to process for them. Just work on your own stuff. So I call it stay in your own lane.
Exactly. Stay in your own lane. I find even right now, even with some of my clients, if there's something going on with them, I start feeling it right away. And it's like, no, I'm not taking your stuff on. No.
Yeah, Alara, and that's perfect, because this is something I was telling you the last year, this has really come forward for me to look at. And one of the things that I was shown through that is when you feel it, it means you have information for them that can support them. So invite your higher self to send them the information you have that can support. We're not going to know what that is on a conscious level. It's usually light language and maybe just frequency. Mm-hmm. And return all empathic sensations back to them at the level of their higher self. And then you're done. That's all we're meant to do. And it's actually extremely helpful for them.
Good.
So if you're feeling, and I've had this happen in the grocery store in an art gallery one time, where I started getting a headache and I started feeling heavy, or I get sick to my stomach, and it's like, okay, I know that's not mine. It comes on all of a sudden, and all of a sudden it's like, so I'm sending appropriate energetic information to whoever this is with love and consciousness at the level of their higher self. And I'm returning all responsibility to them for their own evolution and all empathic sensations. And so that's a wonderful way to step out of the codependent, where we used to think as healers, oh, I'll process it for you because I'm more evolved. Those days are over, because that's a separation-based level of consciousness that functions from codependency.
What about like parent-child relationship?
Same thing. See, we tend to think
that's a trigger for me, right? Because
I know.
I have kids, so I was like, even for I want to do stuff for them and so on.
Even our animals, right?
Yeah.
That we feel like, we assume that if a soul is incarnated in a smaller body or whatever, that it's somehow not empowered.
Right.
So it's beginning, right? It's like we have our training wheels on, beginning to reframe seeing all beings as fully empowered beings of light, no matter what they're presenting.
Yeah, because I mean, I get that. I totally get that. I mean, yeah. I say to, when we first got Neo, a puppy, I say, do not take on my stuff, because I've heard that dogs and cats, they take on their, you know, human owner's stuff. I was like, do not take on my stuff. No. I'm fine. Do not. Yeah. I'll be fine. I don't want anything to happen to you. So I'm fine. But, and even like with children, with our parents, with our spouses, you know, it's, it is about, you know, I mean, for my kids, I've always said since like they were really little, you have your own life. You came here to do your own thing, whatever that happens to be. Right. So I'm here to guide you and support you the best I can until you get to that point where, you know, you can figure stuff out for yourself. Right. So,
Well, absolutely. And this circles back around to what we were talking about with judgment, because us deciding that something's wrong in the life of someone else is really judging their, what they're presenting as, or what they're going through is bad or wrong. And what if it's the very thing that's going to create a breakthrough for them? And we can't possibly know that from this level. So it's about staying in our lane, remembering to see through the correct perception of every soul has its own journey, and it's actually perfect. And my responsibility is to keep stay in my lane and stay responsible for my evolution and my choice, because I'm the only one that can choose for me, and I can't choose for another. And I'm going to hand responsibility over to their higher selves to be their source of safety, their source of wisdom, their source of security, holding that light of compassion for them in what they're going through, knowing that that's not who they are in truth.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Awesome. I love it. Thank you. It's like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. There was a question in here somewhere. Where did it go? Something with how to stay boundaried without closing the heart when separating from a marriage.
Okay. So interesting. Last fall, I did my first uncoupling ceremony where I helped a couple divorce to unravel any of those unhealthy codependent cords and things. And what I'm hearing in your case, the person asking this question, is to focus on loving yourself, redirect that. And you can invite your higher self in this now moment to support you in redirecting your reference points for love in your beam of light. So imagine you as this beam of light that you truly be, emanating from an infinite source, like a ray of light emanates from the sun. And moving any reference points you had for love in a codependent way out here on others, on your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend, for others, bringing it back to you in your beam of light, knowing that this source light, this pure, perfect, divine essence of you, is actually where you reference pure, perfect love. And take a deep breath. Releasing the responsibility of others to be the source of love for you, returning that back to them at the level of their higher self. And so then the mind goes crazy with this, because the mind is going to start going, oh, but then I don't get to have it. I'm alone. That's not what this means. Okay, so give us just a minute. Thank you, mind. We love you for trying to protect us. But the thing is, you can do this with anything. Your source is your beam of light. Is source itself. It is you. You're an extension of it. It's contained in your essence. And as you begin referencing what it is you're seeking there instead of out here, you actually get to have it. You might need to hear that about 50,000 times, but that's how you access it. So you access the love, the pure, perfect love that's undistorted, that's not codependent. So we're helping you rewire a little bit to referencing it here and then to relaxing into, oh, I have it. Mm-hmm. I already have it. So just take a deep breath. Even if the mind is arguing, it doesn't matter. We're working with this other aspect of you, which is beyond the mental, which is actually the part of you that knows your energetic matrix wiring to support what will reflect in your experience, right? So we're working on the back end. You can think of it that way. When someone talks about working on the back end of a website, mm-hmm. and then the website shows up differently, that's the piece we're looking at here. And the mind isn't going to understand it until it has that experience, which is later, right? So just take a deep breath. And this is where we get comfortable with not understanding right away. You know, I hear from all these spiritual teachers that it's within me. What does that even mean? I don't get it. This is what it means, and this is how you access it, and then it gets to reflect in your world. That's the side effect. So we want to point out that we don't do this work of rewiring to our beam of light and referencing love there or joy there or peace there in order to affect the outer. Mm-hmm. We do it because it's true. We do it because it's who we are. We do it because that's where I access all that I have. The side effect that we don't care, right? We're unattached to, is that it will reflect. That's, we don't concern ourselves with the reflection. Because when we concern ourselves with the reflection, that's when we start getting tangled in trying to control the outcome, mm-hmm. and we're not really in our beam of light anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can feel the truth of it. So that would be the place we would say, well, how do we not close our heart down? Well, because then it doesn't matter what anyone else does or doesn't do. You're already in love. You'll always be in love. It's eternal. It's part of who you are. And there isn't any need anymore for anyone to do something specific for you to have it. So then your heart stays open because you haven't lost anything. Like, in truth, we know it's challenging. We're holding compassion for the transition through this because we know it can be very challenging. But what we would recommend is, as you feel different layers of discomfort and sadness or mourning loss, as you move through any ending of the old to welcome the new, feel all of that while you stand in the knowing of who you are. These are just sensations. They are energies being welcomed home into the wholeness of you so you can experience more of who you are in your light. And so this time of great influx of light is literally dredging up so many things that we didn't even know we had still running or still going. And some, for some of us, it's just feeling sensations. It's just some sadness or some frustration. And we go back to basics that many of you probably already have a processing tool. And if not, we welcome you to cultivate one where you identify as the witness and you watch those emotions, you watch those feeling sensations move through you, because they're not who you are and they don't mean anything about who you are. They're just frequency, energy, and motion that are really returning to love, returning to that higher frequency. And as they pass through your awareness, it's going to feel like sadness or anger or I'm alone. Mm-hmm. So as you can just witness without attaching to the stories and take the hand of your higher self, you'll be able to allow all of this to be included back in to your beam of light and move. It'll automatically move to that higher frequency. So when we say the witness, it's this relaxed space of not trying to fix or change anything, just allowing it, watching it, welcoming it, and it will shift on its own. So we're not trying to move energy. We're not trying to make sadness become love. We're just allowing it to be what it is.
So Destiny right now, she's feeling this energy around the area of her diaphragm between the heart and solar plexus on the right side. And she said it's either fear or frustration. Can you help remove this or clear this energy, or do you have any information for her?
Yeah. So we can do this together for everybody. And I'm actually feeling, whenever my sinuses kind of start getting, I can feel things are clearing for people. Mm-hmm. So just take a deep breath and breathe in as if your lungs were in the space that feels tight or tense or uncomfortable in your system. Take a deep breath into that area. Allow space. It's like we can actually... So we're going to bring in reminding you, if you're willing, reminding you what it feels like, how to, and that it's safe for you to witness the sensations in the body, the emotions, the thoughts, without identifying with them. And we're going to support you in this. So when we say that, it's literally like it's being demonstrated. You're being surrounded by beings of light who are demonstrating what that is. So your system can go, oh, that's what that is, and it can start moving into that stance. And it's a remembering. And take a deep breath. And are you willing to release all the meaning you've given, whatever this is, whatever it represents? We don't have to really analyze it. So when we ask that, it's really you giving your higher self permission to begin to shift the interpretation, to shift out of struggle, in this case, it feels like. So can we show you who you are beyond the struggle, beyond the push-pull, power over, power under, separation-based ways of being?
Yes, please.
Can we invite that part of you to step forward that knows how to be in the true self stance of empowerment? And are you willing to receive the true definition of empowerment, where it's not power over, power under, it's just who you are as a being of light? in a space and a place of equanimity with all other beings of light. There isn't a better or worse. There's no hierarchy. It's a oneness-based empowerment that allows you to simply be in your sovereignty, in your conscious choice, regardless of what anyone else is doing or regardless of anything that's expressing or not expressing. So it's not conditional. Here we go. Take another deep breath. And we'd like to hear from the person who wrote in about the discomfort in the diaphragm and just see where she's at now. I feel like it, just some feedback would be helpful.
She said it left the diaphragm and moved to the right side of the head.
Yep. Okay. And just take a deep breath into it now. And what they're saying for this specific, again, this isn't always what we would point to, but in this case, it has to do with empowerment. And we'd like for you, if you're willing for yourselves, to claim, I know who I am in my empowerment. You can say that out loud. I know who I am in my empowerment.
I know who I am in my empowerment.
You can think of that as, it's like flipping on the light switch to that aspect of you, to include it in who you are, to allow it to step forward, to allow it to be part of how you're identifying. And so are you willing? It's really just about being willing. So the mind kind of can get confused here because it thinks it's supposed to understand it or know how that's going to look or feel. And it's really not about that. It's about, as a conscious being of light, I'm choosing to click the switch to turn on my capacity for knowing who I am in my empowerment. And just as you would turn on a light switch in a room, you have the choice to click this switch. And it's really about saying, higher self, will you do this for me? This is what I'm choosing now, regardless of what I've chosen in the past. So can we show you all the lessons you are meant to learn through the experiences of disempowerment? And are you willing to activate the mastery of those lessons now?
Yes.
So that you can move into a more empowered state and a frequency of empowerment that gets to be included in your resonance, that gets to then be part of the cocktail you're creating from. And it's beautiful. So this is one example of how we can welcome a new way of being. By remembering who we are and choosing from that place of who we really are, regardless of what's showing up. So what do you notice now?
Destiny.
Thank you.
She just wrote back, thank you so much. This was big. So we'll see what else she says.
Perfect. Yeah.
Nicole is saying, I'm a generator of frequencies.
Yeah. So for many of you, you're feeling really activated and turned on and tuned in, and that's perfect. And I'm being reminded, one of the things that they're bringing it forward now that we're obviously ready for, that we intended for this call to facilitate, is really that remembering of the resonance of your divine essence, of who you are.
Right.
So we'd like to bring that forward. Oh, go ahead.
Destiny says the energy in the head is less now and her right hand has tingles.
Nice. Yeah, perfect. So so breathe into that, and anywhere you're afraid of standing in your power, any past life or current life encounters with feeling like it's not safe. And it has something to do with a masculine energy, right? So it's not safe for me to be fully empowered because this masculine, distorted masculine energy might attack me or whatever it is. Are you willing to release and uncreate those points of view and allow who you really are to step forward. Can we show you all the lessons you're meant to learn through those experiences of the distorted masculine? And can we show you what the divine masculine energy really is? So that you are no longer in resistance to a masculine quality within yourself that's actually a component of you being fully empowered. You have to understand that with the intellect to choose it. You can feel the truth in it if it resonates for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to release all the judgment of the masculine, distorted masculine energies, the patriarchy, any of those spaces and places in consciousness where we're judging any of it right, wrong, good, or bad?
Yes.
It was a part of our learning. It was a part of our evolution. And we'd like to even bring that more into an expanded place. So what if there really isn't? So there is a masculine and a feminine component, divine masculine, divine feminine, but I see it as an infinity symbol, and it's actually all the same continuum of energy. It's not this or this, okay? It's an and.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece is it's not a hierarchy at all. So are you willing to move into this relationship with the divine masculine, divine feminine, where it's this flow of all the qualities that are part of your divine essence,
yes,
straight from source, releasing all the resistance, judgments, conclusions we've done about divine masculine, divine feminine that have created some type of hierarchy or some type of right or wrong, good or bad conversation that isn't helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And take a deep breath. So what if we could let them be one energy, part of who we are, part of who all beings are, and when someone is presenting a distorted version of themselves, it has nothing to do with masculine or feminine. It's just they've forgotten who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Can we move into that interpretation so we're no longer having to put boxes around gender, race, religion, any of it? It's just they've either remembered who they are or they've forgotten who they are. And if they've forgotten who we are, the appropriate stance is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That moved a lot.
Yeah, I felt it. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yay. This is so fun. I love expanding consciousness.
I know. That was amazing. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So are we ready for connecting to our divine essence? Because I feel like this will shift things.
That was necessary for sure.
Okay. So you already have many of you connected to it, and you just might not be conscious of it in this call, right? You're already connected to it, obviously, but on a conscious level. So we often use the metaphor of the sun and rays of light emanating from the sun, that you are a ray of light emanating from an infinite source that is already pure, perfect, and whole. It's already abundant. It's already loved. It's already free. It's already joyful. It's already has access to infinite choice. That's who you really are. So are you willing to breathe that in and to really welcome that reunion with you in frequency as that? So for this to really bridge into this realm, there's a piece here that we're going to bring in. It's important for you to be willing to ground in this realm for it to actually manifest here. Because for many of you, what you've been experiencing is connecting to your divine essence or your freedom or your joy outside of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And you've perhaps created a conclusion that that's the only place you get to access it. So are you willing to welcome the possibility that you actually get to bridge it into this realm while you're in a body, because it's about embodying your divine essence here so that it can begin reflecting here in this realm to create the new earth?
Yes.
For you and for all beings. How amazing is that? So are you willing to release any judgments or conclusions you have about not wanting to ground into this realm or it being uncomfortable or heavy? Because what if that was an experience generated from a resistance to being here that we now actually move beyond? And are you willing to step into the possibility that Gaia has already upshifted into 5D functioning, and she's waiting on you? Like, not waiting on you, but we joke, because many of us are in a perception that she's not already there. She's actually there. Humanity's catching up, but humanity isn't this realm. Humanity is going to move through what they need to move through to evolve, which is so divinely perfect. Just as you're moving through what you're moving through to evolve into unity consciousness, something shifted with that. So just take a deep breath. So there's nothing wrong, in other words, with this realm. It's all actually evolution of consciousness. It's what we came here for. It's what we wanted a front row seat to, so we could accelerate our own ascension in a very powerful way and serve simultaneously by being a way shower. And take a deep breath. So we'd invite you at the level of your higher self and your body's higher self to connect with the essence of Gaia. We're inviting Gaia to send her love from her heart to yours. And it's so much love and gratitude, thanking you for being here, celebrating your presence. She wants to support you. Will you allow her to support your journey here? So you can imagine your beam of light emanating from source down through into the heart of Gaia. And allowing that those lines of communication to be fully available between you and Gaia, heart to heart. As we invite the chakras at the bottom of the feet to actually recalibrate and open to receiving the support from Gaia, from this realm. Fifth dimensional Gaia. Reintroducing you to the essence of Gaia if it's been a while. It's like I'm being shown a handshake. It's like reminding you of her love, of her support, of her pure intentions to be a catalyst for expansion, same as you, to evolve, to grow, to remember truth, to move into higher frequencies and vibrations. When we enter into this relationship with Gaia, it makes it much easier for us to maintain thoughts on a conscious level that we'd actually choose to have. Because thoughts exist at a certain frequency. And if we're in a collaborative relationship with Gaia, a loving relationship with Gaia and with this realm, we're automatically up about 8 octaves in frequency versus I don't want to be here or it's hard here or whatever, right? So just take another deep breath into that. Inviting your electromagnetic fields to balance and stabilize you in this configuration of grounding into this realm, very lovingly, using your own unique grounding mechanisms. As many of you have cultivated over lifetimes the perfect calibrations for you to ground, inviting your bodies to do the same. I'm going to take a deep breath. Inviting you to shake the hand of your body's essence, to remember your collaboration with the body, the physical form, which emanates from Gaia's and nature spirit. Thanking it for giving you something to ride in, to be able to incarnate here, to partner with, to share this journey with. Even if that doesn't make sense on a conscious level, just invite it on an energetic level to take place so that there isn't resistance to the body. Because if there's resistance to the body or you're not fully in the body, you're going to have like a push-pull happening with manifesting. Because the body's really your link into this realm. It's really how you link up, how you click in. It's like your adapter. If you were to fly overseas and you needed a different adapter for your curling iron or your phone, the body serves as that for your link into this physical realm. Just inviting that remembering of how to link up in a perfect collaborative way. And now inviting your divine essence and your higher self at the level of your divine essence, your pure divine essence in the heart of source, to activate the frequency, vibration, and sound, that pure divine essence of you, which is unique to you. It's your note. It's your specific resonance. It's like your snowflake, your blueprint of divine perfection that only you can be. Inviting that to activate and reflect down through your beam of light into this realm. As you invite this remembering for you of this resonance, it's a frequency, it's a resonance, it's a vibration that's very unique, very intricate, and it's perfectly for you, as you, is you. This vibration of you is the tuning fork for your life. So as you invite this each day, invite your higher self to activate your divine essence, the frequency, the vibration of your divine essence in your system, in your being. And you consistently do that, you will notice a harmonizing reflecting in your life because you're harmonizing to who you are. And it can be done at a frequency level beyond the needing to analyze or try to fix or change or think certain thoughts. It's simply, I'm attuning to the vibration of who I am because I have a choice. I can choose it. And what it will support you in is bypassing a lot of efforting. If you choose it, it sounds way too easy, right?
Yeah.
It'll just support you. It makes things so much easier because it takes us out of the struggle-based way of evolving into, oh, I just choose to resonate with who I am, and then everything unfolds in a more pure way. Mm-hmm. So yes, I still evolve. Yes, I still grow. Yes, I'm still going to revisit certain patterns. But because I'm meeting it, who I am, instead of some other frequency, it's just easier. It's a lot less struggle, for sure.
Mm-hmm. A lot less efforting. I think we've all done so much efforting. I know I've been doing a lot of efforting.
Yeah, and so we move out of having to be struggle-based into it just being simply empowered and choosing.
Yeah.
And remembering, oh, it's just a choice, and I just need to cultivate remembering to choose to vibrate at my divine essence. I'm still going to have emotions triggered. I'm still going to revisit those things, but it'll be a very different experience when I'm coming from the resonance of who I am. It creates more synchronicity and a more harmonious grace and ease filled journey.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I'm so like peaceful right now. You know, like Caroline says, what day is this? Who am I? It's like, yeah, it's like, not sure what's going on. And Linda is saying, Linda, this will be up on the YouTube channel in a few hours. So later today. Okay. And Destiny's saying, oh my geez, awesome. How can we work with her? Okay, well, that's a segue into talking about the special offer that Umaji has with us today. I'm like so not able to function that, you know, it's like, ah. If you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. who am I? Where am I? What am I
that's
doing?
Stacy as well, yes.
And if you're not, you can go to alara.at/show/Umaji, Omaji. So do you want to talk about the special offer?
Yes, Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the first thing I know on there is the monthly subscription. Mm-hmm. It's like a membership to the Expanding New Ways of Being community. And what we do in Expanding New Ways of Being is we have 2 live calls a month. So if you were to decide to choose this for yourself, you would be a part of it for the month following you choosing it. And so we do a live call that's 60 minutes, that's a transmission of light, and then we do a 60-minute interactive Q&A that also includes a short transmission. So that way you have an opportunity each month to do one-on-one questions, and you can also email in your questions before the session, and I can address them that way as well. And it's always with the Council of Light. We do a lot of matrix rewiring and just allowing us to work from the way of, well, let's work on the back end so that things can show up differently, because I recognize that I'm a vibrational being, and when I work on it from a place of frequency and vibration, I can actually shift things in a much effortless-based way, right? It can be much more easy, much more simple, because we're doing it from who we are instead of a struggle-based, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the first piece. And the calls are always extremely powerful, and they totally always blow me out of the water and my expectations out of the water every time. And then the other package is some MP3 downloads. And it was a series that is abiding in your knowing. And it's really helping you connect to navigating from your knowing as a being of light. Because the knowing is actually the most accurate form of communication from your higher self. We can, not that the words aren't helpful when we get thoughts or when we journal and we get words, that's always very helpful. But the knowing, it kind of pinpoints and compresses a lot of information into one piece of communication, almost like a download. And so I always invite, you know, connecting into your heart and inviting you to say, I am in my knowing, as a way of connecting to that. And it's a space and a place of you and as an infinite being where you truly function in a way. It's this segue into functioning as one with your higher self, where there's not this sense of separation from your higher self, but you're actually merging into this alignment where you allow yourself to let go of the need to understand, let go of the analyzing, the micromanaging from this level, and you trust fall into your higher self. So this series helps you configure your system for that and align to that, to cultivate the trust, to move out of relying on the intellect as your primary source of safety and information, but really replacing that with, I'm going to trust my knowing, I'm going to cultivate following the light and what that is. And when we say following the light, it's really about feeling into things and knowing what feels lighter and going in that direction, even if it doesn't make sense. And it's really the way that I've cultivated for myself through my journey and how to navigate life. It's one of the reasons I ended up moving from Florida to California a year ago, which has been an amazing expansion experience for me. And it's cultivated. And it's one of the things that we want to stress. It's like whenever we shift into a new way of being, we're actually cultivating it. It's not, we click it once and we never have to do anything with it again. It's okay, remembering that's where we're choosing from and practicing choosing from that place. So this helps move us through cultivating, functioning from our knowing, feeling safe there, for it to become a more new default way of being. Really. So there's a total of 5 MP3 downloads with that series. 4 of them are 2 hours, I believe, and mm-hmm. the last one's 90 minutes. It's like that initial activation is a 90-minute activation. So just extremely, like, if you feel into it, well, just practice, right? If you feel into it and you feel like it's calling you, that's your knowing. It's your knowing showing you, okay, this is the next step. This is what will support you in going in mm-hmm. the direction you're choosing for yourself. Yeah.
So, and so this special offer again, like, is available at alara.at/show/omaji. So we're at the end of June, right? So people, if people were to purchase the package, they would be in the July membership, right?
Yes.
And so when would the calls be? What time zone and which days?
So we're doing the 7th and the 2 weeks after that.
So okay. And so the Pacific time zone, right?
So, yeah, Pacific time zone at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll start on July 7th, and then there's one 2 weeks later.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it, Caroline?
Be a part of that, for sure. And then they also get to be part of the private Facebook group. And you know, receive from that community. The other thing I want to mention with expanding new ways of being, whenever I do a group energy transmission like that, there's stuff that happens, even for this group, it's like, it sounds weird because not everybody knew they were going to be here ahead of time, or maybe they'll listen to it a week later. It's still, you know, time is a linear thing, right? Infinite intelligence knows who's going to ever be present for this. So it's like you benefit from the group energy as well. And work is done to prepare the group before and after, to tie up loose ends after in the higher realms. So you're also benefiting from that group dynamic as well. Yeah.
And so are the calls on Zoom?
The calls are actually through instant teleseminar.
Okay.
So it's audio. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Good. So, you know, yeah, good. Awesome. So that's actually easier probably for you, Caroline, you know, to get on from work, because you'll still be at work. All right. Anybody have any other questions that are coming up? This was like, I'm finally like able to function now again. This was awesome. This is just so, so brilliant. I just love, and you know, somebody said that they have to listen to this again or watch this again because there's so much information. Absolutely. You know, I don't know who it was, but Destiny. And yeah, this will be on the podcast and on YouTube and on the replay page shortly, like in a few hours. Okay.
Yeah. And if they haven't already signed up for it, there's a bonus gift that I offered through you as well. That is another 90 minute transmission. Yep. And actually, I think it ended up being almost 2 hours. Sometimes we go over. That's the thing, because it's just so much that wants to come through.
Yeah.
But it's a gateway to unity consciousness, and it's a video and or just listening to audio, whichever way you choose to receive. And it was a powerful transmission as well. So if you want to explore more, you know, mm-hmm. that's another way to do as well.
So that is on the gifts page. And so I put the link to the gifts page in the email, you know, so just check your email and check it out. Randy's asking, can you please help us invoke more discernment?
Yeah. And that's the perfect word for what that abiding and knowing really is about. So let's see what they want to bring forward for this. Okay. So would you be willing to be reminded the difference between understanding and discernment? Just take a deep breath. So they just want me to expand a little bit. When I connect on understanding, the energy is really right here. Mm-hmm. When we talk about discernment, it's kind of like, here, the heart and the gut. Like, we move to a different mind or different brain to really check in. And I know that you had Elizabeth Wood on recently, and she talks about the three brains, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like the heart and the gut work together for discernment and then bring information to the conscious mind from there, the intellect. And so feel into those energy centers of your system. And it's like discernment kind of lives in more of a feeling, more of a knowing for some of you. So just allow that. It's just stepping forward. The thing about being willing to function in your discernment is, again, they're showing me the two ropes. It's like, in order for us to welcome the new, which is functioning from discernment and knowing versus functioning from understanding and figuring out with just this one mind, this one brain, is that we have to be willing to let go, right, of the need to understand first. And if we're really reliant on needing to understand it intellectually before we will just let it in, like the knowing or the, or to even act on it, right? So that's where we can prevent us from welcoming that new way of being in functioning from discernment, because we don't trust the knowing as much as we trust the intellect. So can we show you how to still include the intellect as part of your faculties, but also include the part of you that knows and your discernment as, for now, we'll say equals, but eventually what will happen as you begin functioning here is you'll begin to recognize that your knowing actually has access to more information than your understanding does. Mm-hmm. And because the knowing can actually access information from outside the box that you're currently in, it's your navigation into expanding outside of those boxes and choosing around limitation. Because the mind, the intellect, is just going to give you feedback based on what has been or what is currently understood. What is, we'll say what is known, but it's, mm-hmm. that's a loose term of the word known.
Yeah.
What's familiar, it's what we've experienced, it's based on the past.
Mm-hmm.
The knowing is actually what allows you to connect to what else is possible outside what has been. So we're going to kind of lead you into that. And the thing is, you all have this capacity and this faculty of knowing. You all have access to your discernment. And a simple way to play with this is to just think of something that you're choosing, whether it's to go get ice cream or not, or whether it's to sign up for a college class or not, go out to lunch with a friend or not. And you can feel into, you can invite your higher self to support you in feeling into what your life feels like if you choose that, and what your life feels like if you don't. And you can feel if something feels lighter. And that's one way we would encourage you to start playing with discernment. The lighter choice is the more honoring choice. That's coming from your knowing. If it feels lighter, if it feels expansive, then it's going to help you expand into more of who you are, or it's going to feel playful or loving or joyful. If it feels contracting in some way, then it's a no. It's your guidance system. It's your discernment telling you it's not really going to be an honoring choice. So I hope that's helpful.
Yes, definitely. My body wants ice cream.
It's funny. Funny that that came forward.
Well, because earlier I was going to have ice cream and I didn't, you know, and so now when you mention it again, my body's like, yeah, now's a good time.
Beautiful.
very helpful. I'm like sweating now too all of a sudden. So it's like, yeah, okay.
There's still some alchemy happening. And yes, and make sure everyone that you're drinking plenty of water. Because anytime we do this type of really intensive energetic shifting, our bodies need our support. Spending time in nature, making sure you have water, all of that. Yes, very important.
Yeah. I'll be definitely going out later for a WALK.
Yes.
I don't want to say it right now. Because he'll be like, what?
It's our pet speak, yes.
that was great. I love the difference between discernment and understanding. And to me, understanding is like, figuring out and what you've already known from the past, but it's not open to new possibilities. It's not open to new adventures. It's not open to new insights, you know? It's just something you've already done. So been there, done that, you know? So just the discernment is tapping into many different ways of receiving information.
Mm. Yeah, but you receive more. You receive more of a whole picture from your knowing, because it's accessing information from beyond what's familiar and from beyond what has been.
Yeah.
And the thing about that is when you choose around the perceived limitations and choose what feels light, eventually the understanding can click in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like we learn that it's not, you know, we kind of learn to put the cart before the horse, that we have to understand it before we can choose it. But it's actually, no, if you choose it, eventually the understanding can click in. The information that allows for the understanding, the data, can begin to become available that wasn't available in the box.
Mm, right, until you choose it. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. our mind only allows us access to so much information at once, our intellect. And in order to access more, we have to be willing to choose around that, not in a reckless way, right? It's through our discernment, through our knowing that I know this is an honoring choice,
mm-hmm.
and I can feel it. I can feel what it represents for me, even if it doesn't look like I'll be supported, or even if it doesn't look like I have the resources, or even if it doesn't look like I'll be able to take the time off work, or, you know, whatever it is. The mind will always try to talk us out of expansion because it actually wants to keep everything the same.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The status quo. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Thank you. Wow. Oh, goodness. All right. Was there anything else that you wanted to share with us, or the Council of Light wanted to share with us today?
Just gratitude. It's like, so much gratitude for you for being committed to your evolution and being a welcoming a new way of seeing, welcoming information that may not be considered the norm. Like, that's enormous that you are on this leading edge of consciousness and willing to welcome the new ways of being, the new ways of functioning, as a way of reorienting humanity into a whole new matrix system that functions from love instead of fear.
Mm.
So much gratitude, and they really want you to receive and acknowledge the contribution that you truly are. And first and foremost, for yourselves, that you're creating this freedom for yourself from the limitations, but you're also supporting others in doing the same, just as, you know, when the first person that ran the mile under 5 minutes supported others in being able to see what's possible and choosing it for themselves. So,
yeah.
thank you for your service and your willingness to incarnate at this time and to be on this leading edge.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And yeah, you know, it's like, you never know what you're going to be doing. Cause I, you know, before 2013, you know, if you would have asked me in 2010, hey, do you want to do this? Like, what? I don't even know what you're talking about. So Nicole is asking, any words for those of us gathering courage to mm-hmm. step boldly out into service?
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And be where you are and feel what you feel and move through, have compassion for the part of you that's afraid or hesitating. But you know, they pointed to courage just a moment ago, and that it takes a lot of courage for you to be this forerunner of consciousness. So a piece of that would be to acknowledge that you already have the courage.
Mm-hmm.
It's already a mastery of yours. And so maybe the right question is, what would it take for me to process through and include back into the wholeness of me all the fear and hesitation, so that I can easily and gracefully welcome an expression of myself here, where I'm expressing my light in a way that is honoring and supportive to me and to others? And so we'd invite you to play with that question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we're going to get the intellectual answer. And this is where we, again, we learn to allow the intellect to be a part of our wholeness, but not something we're relying on for the answers. So we let the intellect just sit there with it, just be with it. And it's about asking the question to all that is and to our higher self in such a way that the answers, the energetic support for that answer to manifest, can begin showing up for us. So it's about welcoming the energies. And the questions help to welcome the energies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So,
thank you for your courage to welcome.
Yeah, thank you for that question. And thank you all for all of your questions. This has been a brilliant, brilliant conversation. So much, you know, all the shifts that we've all experienced, all the energies, you know, has been just, yeah, you know, you definitely want to go back and listen or watch this again, because some of the processes, you know, you can do again and again and again, and go deeper and shift other things and whatever is happening, you know, in that now moment, right? So,
yeah, there are multiple layers to every transmission of light that we do, which always sounds like a conversation, but it's actually a lot of light coming in and remembering coming in. And so each time you listen, you actually unpack a little more of what's actually there for you. So it's actually beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, there you go. I will put this up shortly after I have my ice cream.
And thank you so much, Alara. And yes, enjoy your ice cream. Perfect.
Thank you. And thank you so much, everyone. And this is, you know, Omarji, this was wonderful. I'm going to have you come back on again, because there's so much more for us to discuss, right? And share and shift through. So the tools were also wonderful, simple and wonderful. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, we will definitely see each other again soon. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Thank you.